Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning, my guest is Dan Frierson, who is chairman and CEO of the Dixie Group. Dan, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp.
Well, thanks for being with me today. You're in the news a lot lately. I see last week you came out with your first quarter results, which showed that the first quarter, as we all know, tracking all of the different companies that are public, you know, was off. But I think one of the reasons that your results were down so much is because you took a pretty big one-time goodwill write-off, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We had about $31 million of goodwill on our books. This gets us out of the goodwill business. This was goodwill that was put on our books in the year 2000 with the acquisition of Fabrica. With this write-down, which is a non-cash charge, we will no longer have goodwill on our books.
Well, that's good. So you've been able to use this downturn in the market to clean up your balance sheet. So things are looking forward. Let's take a look at some things you have done to kind of get your business, I guess, right-sized. In the last few months, or in this first quarter, I think you've reduced your staffing by 26%. You've consolidated your operation, your tufting operations in Eaton, Georgia. And you made a decision. I think you're going to have to take this write-off a little bit later on in the year, but you've made a decision even out on the West Coast in Fabrica to continue to have that brand, but to consolidate that into a little smaller operation. Is that right?
Kemp, let me address each of those. Yeah. First of all, we've been lowering costs since the second quarter of last year.
Right.
Since the first quarter of last year, our headcount is down 26%.
Okay.
13% of that was done in the first quarter of this year.
All right.
As business has been declining, we've really been chasing declining sales and reducing costs as we go. Our first major initiative was to discontinue tufting in our Eaton, Georgia facility, move that equipment into our Atmore, Alabama plant. That is complete, that's functioning well, and obviously we've been able to reduce costs dramatically on the East Coast by doing that. We then looked at the West Coast and said, what should we do? Should we move this back east, whatever? The conclusion we came to was that we were in two facilities. We should combine those into one. The one facility we are combining into is a building we own. The building we're vacating is a leased facility. So as we will complete this move by fourth quarter, and we probably have about $400,000 of costs that will be absorbed between now and the end of the year. So the bulk of all of our expenditures and severances and so forth has taken place in the first quarter of this year.
Okay, well, let's remind everybody that, you know, Dixie, when you start looking at the markets you serve, you do have a Maslin contract, which is in the commercial side of the business, which was going along pretty well last year and then started falling off in the fourth quarter of last year. And on the residential side, you play at what I would call from the middle to the upper end of the market. Isn't that right?
Yes. I'm not even sure we're in the middle anymore, but
okay.
Our average selling price per square yard for the company, all markets, is $22. The industry is about $6 or $7,
okay.
So it depends on where you define the middle.
All right.
But we're very much in the upper end of the markets. And one thing that's been unique with this downturn, it has been so severe, and credit has been such an issue, which has been different from previous downturns in the early 80s or early 90s. And what it's meant is the upper end has been hurt just as much or more than the rest of the market. In normal slowdowns, that is not the case. Our market share over the last 5 years has increased significantly. But in the last 9 months, it has decreased because the upper end of the market has been hit more severely, I think, than, for instance, multifamily housing or some of the other markets.
Actually, you know, we just in our May issue of Floor Focus do the annual report, and we were just comparing 07 to 08, and we ran some numbers on you. You're the fifth largest producer of carpet, and so we track you, and we've got a chart in that annual report, which comes out next week. And we're showing that while the overall carpet market is down, we say, about 9% from a revenue perspective, you guys, maintain share. I mean, I think you lost maybe 0.1% of share. So, you've been holding your own there.
That's true, but most of that was lost in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
So my point is, as this downturn has progressed in the fourth quarter and first quarter, I think our market share has gone down. I'm confident our market share will come back as business improves.
Well, one of the things we need to point out is that while you've been, right-sizing and making the right decisions to get your inventory down, get your headcount to the right level for current demand. But you've also been investing. I mean, let's remind people. We talked at Surfaces about the fact that you'd bought this new Tufco Colortron machine, which is gives you the capability of making a tufted product that looks like a woven product. You went into wool last year, and you've expanded your range of yarn offerings. You're using the Stainmaster Luxurel BCF products. So, I mean, you guys are continuing to make the right moves to be in the trendy areas of the market.
Well, we did not slow down our investment in new product last year. Had we known business was going to be quite as bad as it is, we may have slowed down a little bit. But you're right. The new Colortron machine allows us to offer beautiful pattern goods that simulate or look like face-to-face Wilton products. We also initiated in the last 2 years wool offerings, and our wool business in the first quarter of this year was up 75% from a year ago. Albeit a small base, it's showing dramatic growth in a very slow economic time. So the investments we're making in new product are paying off. We also, on the commercial side, started a modular business about 2.5 to 3 years ago. It was up also in the first quarter compared to a year ago. So new product is in the upper end of the market, key to success, and I think we're continuing to be the leader in new product.
Well, I got to hand it to you. You've made some smart decisions. You know, you got out of that carriage business right before the manufactured home business fell off a cliff, and so you're making some right decisions. And the market, I think, in the last few days is recognized that, because I mean, your range of where your stock's trading is, I think you had a 52-week high of just under $9, and it went all the way down to 75 cents a share. And the market, since you've announced these first quarter results, it's up to a little over $3 a share. So,
well, Kemp, I think part of that also is the fact we have cut costs so dramatically. We have reduced inventory. Our inventories were down 12% from year end, 20% from a year ago. That obviously freed up cash. Our debt is down. So a lot of things are happening that are right. The main thing, though, that I think is beginning to happen is business is improving. Starting in July of last year, every month we had lower sales per sales day, per day, every month until January of this year. Since January, every month, sales have increased on a sales per day every month since January. So to us, it looks like January was the bottom. The carpet business typically is a leading indicator. And what we're seeing is improvement in the business on the residential side in particular in the last several months. Our order entry has even been better than our shipments. So we're positive about what we've done in the past in terms of preparing from a product standpoint and a cost standpoint. And we think we're beginning to see improvement in the top line, which is critical.
That's tremendous news. That's great news. I'm glad to hear it. I know there was a little bit of a shift in March around where Easter fell last year and where it fell this year, and it kind of changed some things and made everybody go for a quick second. But it's good to hear that since January, the market has continued to improve with Dixie.
I would even say the last 2 weeks have been the best 2 weeks of the year in terms of actual shipments. So it certainly is trending that way today.
All right. So what we'll see is, as we've said in some of our other interviews, we'll start to see most of this recovery early on in the replacement side of the business. And then we'll start to see maybe a little bit on the builder side in maybe the first quarter of next year. And then the commercial business will probably be the last to recover.
I would agree with that. Yeah. I do think the commercial side has a little further down to go at this point. And let me also add that even though we're seeing improvement from previous months, we clearly are still way, way behind last year.
All right. Before we run out of time, I want to be sure and address what we've read in the paper today, in the Chattanooga paper. And we ran this on floordaily.net last week, the fact that Bob Shaw, you know, the co-founder and former CEO of Shaw Industries, has just increased his level of ownership with Dixie. And now he owns, less stock than you own, but he's the number two owner of stock in Dixie with about 12% now of your stock, I think.
As I've told many people, I'd rather have Bob Shaw buying our stock than selling our stock. Bob's a very astute investor, and he is certainly a student of the industry and probably the most innovative guy that ever operated in this industry. So we welcome him and his interest in Dixie. We also have relationships with Bob through other operations he has in Calhoun. We are actually purchase yarn from an operation that he is an investor in. So we see a lot of advantage to tapping into Bob's abilities, his knowledge of the industry, and we welcome him as an investor.
Is he going to be an active owner or a passive owner?
Bob has made it clear he has no desire to be in management or anything of that sort. He simply saw a good investment.
Yeah,
certainly from his last filing, that has worked out well for him. And we certainly hope it continues to.
What, will you put him on the board of directors?
No, he has no desire to do anything of that sort.
Okay, great. Well, that's very interesting. And that is, like you say, he is a student of the business. And it's the fact that he sees you guys as an investment is probably a positive statement about what he thinks the value of your company is.
You know, every time you go through a downturn or a time like we've gone through, you cut costs, you do a lot of things, it really prepares you for the next upturn. And I think Bob really sees that the industry can be more profitable than it's ever been before because our costs are probably in the best shape they've ever been in.
All right, Dan, I appreciate you spending time with us this morning. As I said, we're talking to Dan Frierson, who is the chairman and CEO of the Dixie Group, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.